When Prince Charles Edward Stuart landed at Moidart on July 25, 1745, King George II was a worried man. When King George IV first heard "Wha'll Be King But Charlie," he asked the name of the tune, and when given the answer by Nathaniel Gow, whose father Neil Gow had composed the air for it, he just smiled and asked that the song might be repeated.
The news from Moidart come, ye stream, will soon Garmony fairly, for ships o' war have just come in, and landed Royal Charlie. Come through the heather, around him gather, you're all the welcome early, around him cling we are your kin, for war be king but cheerly, the Highland clans with sword in hand, Fitz John a groat stay early, up to a man declared to stand, oh, for the Royal Cherry, come through the heather, around him gather, you're all the welcome early, around him cling, we are your kin, for we'll be king but Cherry, the lowlands all both great and small, when many's the lord and laird, he declared for Scotia's king and law. Aye, and what ye think but cheerly, come through the heather, around him gather, you're all the welcome early, around him cling, we are your kin, for we'll be king cheerly, there's ne'er a lass in all the land but vows be't late and early to man she'll ne'er gie her nor hand. Oh, what a beck for cheerly, come through the heather, around them gather, you're all the welcome or early, around your kin, for we'll be king of a cheerly, then here's a health to Charlie's cause, and meet complete and early, his very name o'er heart's blood warms, till arms for Royal Charlie, come through the heather, around him gather, you're all the welcome early, around him cling, we are your kin, for we'll be king of a cheerly, come through the heather, around him gather, come Ronald, come Donald, come all together, declare him rightful, lawful king, for we'll